Welcome to Blondes and Business, a luxury beauty business coaching podcast.
We are here to give salon and spa owners the gift of time, money, and freedom.
One of the most sought after topics inside of our industry is really around leadership and, you know, how can we show up as an amazing leader and really inspire others around us to create transformation inside of our team?
Yeah. So you may be thinking, what are you talking about? And what we know at the end of the day is that as human beings, when you have a great coach behind you, you're really able to view things that you've never been able to view before, see some of your blind spots, and really come from a place of creating a life by design.
Mm-hmm. And so if you're a salon owner listening to this, or even a leader inside of the salon, or a leader in your community or anywhere else, today's episode is really going to dive in deep to what are five key areas as it comes to being the ultimate coach or guide inside of your salon or spa company. So we're excited to dive in. Happy to have you on today's podcast, and let's go.
Awesome. So we have a coach framework. It's going to be a really cool acronym for you just to visit, to view and look at so that you can truly just get some new tools, some new technology, techniques to really help you create that successful coaching program that you want to create inside of your salon company so that your service providers grow, your salon company grows as a whole. And so let's kick it off with the first C. So if you know how to spell coach, it's C-O-A-C-H. Coach, let's go. So C is going to start with consciousness. And so when you think about consciousness and the context of salon leadership, you know, being fully present and aware of the salon's environment, team dynamics, and client interactions. You know, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but you run into the salon, you've had 4,000 things going on in the morning, and like your thoughts are like popcorn. They're just in there bouncing around. And so it's hard for you to even be present to what's happening. And so then you go to lead a huddle and you're like, wow, the energy feels a little off today. And a lot of that has to do from maybe it's you or your leadership team that is just not fully present. What's happening outward, that you're so focused at looking inward, that energy is contagious. People pick that up and you wonder why the day just seems a little off. So having that power of being present to what's happening around you really can create some incredible things. It really helps to elevate the energy and create that awareness of what's happening.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if consciousness is a new thought for you, or maybe you've heard it before, even if you have, you know, I would just invite you to listen through a new lens. You know, our subconscious thoughts take up 90% of what's happening inside of our mind, and our conscious thoughts only have the remaining 10%. And so when you think about it, you know, all of the programs that are just automatically running inside of your mind all of the time, like you're breathing, you know, a lot of times you don't think to walk somewhere, you just automatically walk. You know, there's so many things that are taking place inside of your subconscious thoughts all of the time, that we aren't even aware that we have stored a whole bunch of programs there. And so when you pull them out and get conscious, you know, to what's going on, like Jen mentioned, during the huddle is one of the most important times to remain conscious, you know, really be present to see what's going on, notice the energy around you, see if there's any additional support that you can bring in, and really try to get others, you know, to get into their conscious thoughts during that as well. You know, you wouldn't say like, hey, everybody, let's get into our conscious thoughts for today's huddle. You know, it's probably not going to work because they're going to be like, huh, what are you talking about? You know, but really calling forth that presence, you know, and just giving that moment to get connected can really pull people out of all of those things. Like Jen mentioned, when you walk in and, you know, you've got 500 things going on, your thoughts are like popcorn in your mind. Having that huddle in the morning to bring you to some conscious awareness is going to be one of the keys to really setting up the day for success for every single person on the team.
Yeah. And so like one thing you can always do too, and to bring more consciousness is someone was sharing a story the other day about they were at a restaurant, a little kid was ran out into the road and almost got hit by a car. And the mom was like, go touch a tree. And the girl was like, well, why did she say touch a tree? And it's because like the kid was so outward focused and so shocked by what had happened, like touching that tree brought that person back to earth. And so that's a technique that we like to say is kind of like a touch and release technique. And, you know, being able to, if you see yourself spiraling in your own thoughts, just to be able to sometimes say, hey, get connected to what's around you, like getting that touch point to the desk, a tree, the floor, whatever it may be. Like really, it sounds kind of silly at the end of the day, but it can bring you to that more state of awareness, that more state of consciousness. So that's just one thing to view inside yourself and to teach your leadership team is like, how conscious are you when you're going into that huddle, like Lindsay said, or even a grow session or salon celebration?
Mm-hmm. I love that because, you know, a lot of times we forget to call forth our consciousness when we're going into to key opportunities like that, especially, you know, and especially if you've done, you know, 100 growth sessions before, that can be an easy place to kind of check out and not deliver as much value. But when you make that commitment to yourself and to whoever it is that you get the opportunity to serve, to be truly conscious, it helps you find new opportunities all around you. You know, somebody might tell you something similar, but you might be able to hear it through a different lens or see it through a different light and be able to provide some valuable feedback to that person. And so when you're conscious with your team, especially in those most powerful moments that can truly transform them, that's what can really create an amazing coach. Because if you've ever worked with somebody who's checked out, where you can tell someone's not listening to you and you're like, knock, knock, knock. Hello. Is there anybody inside there? You just don't get the value. You know, it's like you close off. So really calling forth that first C of consciousness is going to be one of the keys to being successful as a coach inside of your company.
Yeah. And so let's move on to the O, which marries together so well with consciousness because it's that open awareness. And you know, when you come from that place of having that open awareness, what we mean by that is like you're clear about what's happening around you. And so Lindsay mentioned feedback there. You know, we really like to set that up at the first day when someone onboards is like, hey, feedback can be a form of love. A lot of people have gotten feedback in their life that's come from a place of blame or shame. But like if we truly understand in our culture, if we're coming from the heart, serving it from love, that it really can make a huge impact on someone. So when you have that open awareness, you know, just encouraging environment where feedback is sought and valued, and there's openness to growth and learning. So really just being aware of what's happening to you. I don't know if you've ever been in a place and you just have your blinders on, or if you ever like, you're like, what's happening around here? But as soon as you open up your eyes, you're like, wow, sometimes you'll see things that you've never even seen before. And so I think that's a beautiful gift as a coach, as a leader, to really make sure that you're just aware of your surroundings and what's happening.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And, you know, it really makes me think about like the difference between being open and being closed, you know, because when you're open to hearing what people say, you know, you're not looking for that right, wrong scenario. You're not like, well, I'm right and you're wrong. And today we're going to come to that agreement together that I'm right and you're wrong. You know, you're really open to hearing whatever it is that they want to share. You create that safe environment that they feel like they can share with you. But then you also have that awareness that can then marry with it to say like, okay, I'm open to whatever, you know, transpires during, you know, this meeting, huddle, celebration, whatever it is, just even small little interaction. But I'm also aware, you know, of who we have, you know, who we aspire to be here. And so, you know, you're going to coach to that as well, you know, so you're not going to make somebody right or wrong, but you're just going to offer that value, like, because you're aware of, you know, what could be the missing link for them, how you could help them get up the summit, you know? So marrying that openness and that awareness is going to be a key to really being an incredible coach.
Yeah. And so after you're conscious, you have that open awareness. Let's look at the letter A. And so this one is, I think this one can be really huge because when you truly understand A stands for adding significance at the end of the day and understand what the definition of significance means, it can really create impact in your life. So if you look up the word significance, it's a noun. It means belief or opinion. And so a lot of times as coaches, salon owners, you know, we are great at adding significance to things. That would be a belief or opinion on things that don't need to be had added significance to. So like a great example, I've shared this story before, is like one time we did a presence exercise with my team. And so, you know, I just said, let's be present without a lot of context. And, you know, it's new for some people of being present. And you're like, Jen, what the heck does being present mean? It's like really just being with people. Like even if your thoughts come into your mind, you kind of let them float down the river, just that beingness, that havingness to be with people. And, you know, as when I said, start the presence exercise, you know, people were just kind of looking all around. They were looking down. My intention was that I wanted them to really get connected to each other. And so when that didn't happen in that moment, I was like, oh, no one's present. You know, no one's doing what I asked. That would be adding significance because that was my opinion. But in reality, when we debriefed it, they're like, oh, I feel so much more calmer, or I feel this, or I feel more connected. And so it's natural, I think, sometimes as human beings to put our belief or opinion on things without truly just being with something. And when you can truly just be with something, I think that makes you a shining star and it makes you a more powerful salon owner so that you could really create some extraordinary things.
You know, and I think, especially when you're dialed into your own significance, like the significance that you're putting on different moments or different things in time, you know, it's funny how many stories we create in our own minds all the time that we just aren't even aware of. And, you know, when we are so stuck in our own story, we aren't even aware that there could be another viewpoints, like you were just mentioning. You know, you had created almost like that story or that significance that, you know, they didn't understand the assignment basically. And, you know, for them, it was like, I got it. This is great. And so, you know, looking for those opportunities, especially like in coaching, you know, because a lot of times stylists or, you know, estheticians, whatever it might be, will add significance to something that happened. So, you know, for example, you know, maybe they had a guest call back about something, you know, and so then they add significance of like, I'm not a good esthetician, I'm not a good hairstylist. When the truth is, there was probably just some sort of miscommunication is usually, you know, what was the disruption point. But they'll add significance to one situation that happened. And so looking for that in a coaching moment is really a beautiful thing, because the last thing that we want is somebody to be looping in their thoughts around, you know, a guest calling back about something, because truly it's just an opportunity to become a better version of ourselves. You know, maybe we missed asking a couple questions inside of our consultation or really whatever it might be. When you debrief with them, just make sure they aren't adding significance to the scenario that happened. And they're really just looking for, hey, what went wrong and how can we correct this next time so that we can become a more beautiful version of ourselves? So significance can show up, you know, for us, and it can show up for our teammates. So just being aware of how much it really truly shows up in your life is a powerful thing.
Yeah. And I think that to me can change you just as a human being in general to realize in your life where you're adding significance and like, is that opinion really serving you? Because we know there's facts and there's opinions. Opinions don't always have the proven truth to show that they are true. And so to really view that from your own personal life and from your business life can create so much freedom and so much more energy for you as well.
Yeah, a lot of times we just don't even realize how much it's costing us. So awesome. Okay, so the next C in coach stands for clearing of words. And so if you've been hanging around our podcast at all, or you hang out with us inside of the PhD program or Salon Business School, you've heard us talk about this before. You know, and one of our beliefs is at the bottom of every misunderstanding is one or more misunderstood word. And so, or words. And so, you know, this is key because so many of us have a reactive definition to so many words that we're not even aware of. You know, we don't actually understand the true dictionary meaning of the word. And so, you know, we love the AAH, the American Heritage Dictionary, to look up words, to get really clear, because a lot of times, you know, there's a misunderstood word that's standing in our way, to whatever it is that we're trying to create. And so, you know, how this could show up inside of the salon, for example, would be, you know, so many people have a reactive definition to the word selling. They're like, oh, I hate selling. I hate salespeople. It just feels gross, slimy, you know, whatever their reactive definition is. But when you look up the word sales inside of the dictionary, it's just the exchange of goods or the exchange of money for goods or services. And so when you look at it that way, like all you're doing is staying in exchange with somebody. And so money can be a way to stay in exchange. You know, there's other ways to stay in exchange, but when you're staying in exchange with somebody, like that's like, hey, I want to create the ultimate experience for my guest. And I know if I don't teach them how to take care of their hair or take care of their skin or take care of their lashes when they get home and offer them a solution to take home with them now, I'm not actually staying in exchange with them, because technically I'm withholding this information that I know could really truly transform their hair, skin, nails, lashes, whatever it may be. And so when you look at selling through that lens of staying in exchange with people, well, no wonder why people might not feel like they're receiving the value, or, you know, no wonder why you might feel yucky around it. It's because you're actually not staying in exchange with people. And so when we get really clear on what a word means, it can offer us so much freedom, and it can turn on so many things that have maybe been turned off for a while, and, you know, really give us a new perspective for the future.
Yeah, I love that. You know, an example of this in a growth session would be, you know, if you're celebrating wins with someone and you ask them, like, what did you do to celebrate? And they're like, well, I didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, a lot of times, like, celebrate, what I've learned is celebrate is equal to money for a lot of people. And so, like, if you look up the word celebrate, one of the words in the definition is rejoice. And so that can be just a pat on the back, that can be giving yourself a high five. And so, like, we know that when you don't celebrate your wins, you know, that can actually signal things to your reactive mind that, you know, it wasn't worth celebrating, or you're not good enough, or you're not smart enough, whatever you may tell your reactive mind in that moment. And so I think it's just so powerful if you feel stuck with someone, especially in a growth session, and you're like, I just don't get it. Maybe they're using the word comparison. And, you know, the word comparison means to look for strengths. Everybody has strengths, not to really compare yourself to someone, but to see what your strengths are and what someone else's strengths are. And so I think, like, if you feel stuck in that growth session, to really sometimes just pause and, you know, look up a word with someone so that they can get clear about what that truly means for them at the end of the day can create so much freedom.
Yeah, I love that. And that leads, you know, perfectly into our last letter in the word coach, which is H, and stands for harnessing potential. So, you know, this harnessing potential. I think this is such a key thing to really developing amazing people inside of your team. So you hire amazing people, and then you get to harness all of their potential, because, you know, that is one thing that I think, you know, so many of the salon owners that we get the opportunity to work with can really see the potential in the people that they work with. They're like, you know, we love hearing all of the celebrations that they're like, hey, so-and-so, you know, she's an amazing leader. She's great at education or whatever it might be. And so when we get to have the opportunity to hear other salon owners really notice and harness that potential, you know, that is something that can be instrumental to the success of a salon company, you know, because I think there's just so many opportunities every day to harness the potential, you know, aside from growth sessions and huddles and all these different things. But, you know, really identifying when somebody has done something that's amazing. And if you see something, say something, you know, like, hey, I noticed that blowout that you did was amazing. Hey, your guest, when she left, you know, she said, XYZ about the whole salon company. And I know that you were an instrumental part of that. So just really looking for those opportunities, you know, to see what's going on inside of the daily life, inside of the salon or spa, and just harness each individual person's potential. Because that, you know, when the tide rises, so do all the ships. And so I think that that's a beautiful thing to really rise the tide inside of your company.
Yeah, I love that. I don't know if you've ever been in a growth session before and you're like, tell me your wins. They're like, I don't know. And so like, just one thing you could always do too is like, give them a minute to just write down some things. You know, sometimes there's so much power in having that person just pause and write them down and then have them read them to you. And so like, when someone's celebrating that win, that is actually going to help harness potential for them to see what they're fully capable of. So, you know, I think maybe it's a wins board in the back or just sticky notes in the back room of celebrating a win for the day. But I think like when you create that environment, wow, the culture is incredible and people win. And so, you know, when people are winning, that's when the company is winning too.
Yeah. And I think, you know, also just letting people know like, hey, there's no win that's too big or too small. Because a lot of people, especially if you're a high achiever, you think, well, I was going to do that anyway, or, you know, whatever it is, whatever significance you add to it, you know, but truly like everything, you know, small victories, you know, lead to big victories as well. So if, you know, drinking enough water during the day is a challenge for you, you know, celebrating when that happens. And, you know, I think too, as a high achiever, others are looking to you to celebrate wins as well. And so, you know, sometimes having that balance of, you know, everything from big to small, however you view it in your own eyes, just really does help unlock that hidden potential for others, or the, you know, harnesses that potential for them too. So I love that, what you just said, Jen, with creating a wins board or sticky notes or whatever it is to just really keep that momentum headed in the right direction.
Awesome. So you're like, okay, this is great. So how do we apply this? And this is just tools. This is just technology for you to say, okay, right. Maybe I just need to first just start with being conscious as soon as I walk in the door, teaching my leadership team to be conscious. You know, maybe it's just looking and viewing my life as, where do I need to be more open? Where am I closed? Where are my eyes closed to that if I truly open them, like what would I need to see or what would I see? And then, you know, also just viewing in your life, where are you adding significance? Like if you subtracted that significance, how much more powerful of a being you would be. And then, you know, clearing of words, you know, if there's something that you feel stuck on, just like Lindsay said, if, you know, usually when there's upset, there's one or more misunderstood words. And then harnessing potentials, like really creating that culture of wins. You know, when you just view it from that standpoint and really become that beautiful coach, and help your team to become beautiful coaches, to empower your company, I think that's where you really create something incredible that's scalable and can take you to new heights.
Mm-hmm. So if you are excited to, you know, really dive in and create a new approach to your leadership style, feel free to share any wins that you've had with us. You can email us at hello@thephdprogram.com. Or if you know any other salon or spa owners who could really benefit from this, you know, we believe that to, you know, givers gain. And so when you're able to give something away, you know, you ultimately will gain on the other side of that. And not that you're given to gain, but it is a nice thing knowing that you always gain on the other side. And so we're excited once you implement some of these amazing pieces of technology. You know, we know that you're going to create that more positive, productive, and profitable salon environment. So thank you so much for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Blinds and Business Luxury Beauty Business Podcast.
If you got some great value out of today's podcast, please send it to one of your friends that is also a salon or spa owner. And if you have any ideas for a future topic or somebody that would be a great addition to our show, go ahead and send us an email, hello@thephdprogram.com. Send us a DM. Review this podcast today. Let us know your thoughts. We would love to hear from you. We look forward to seeing you again next time.